Hey, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in to Total Wellness Radio. This is Dan Young at Cheyenne, Wyoming, and you are listening to Craig and I have a discussion about Chapter 6 in my book, It's Time to Change Your Life. For those of you who aren't aware, the book I wrote, Your Personal Guide to the Ultimate Healing System, 18 Proven Steps to Achieve Optimum Health, can be received at the CountryDoctorNutritionalCenter.com website. And you can take you right to Amazon. You can pick it up. Really affordable and extremely eye-opening. So, thank you so much for tuning in. This one talks about the things that you need to do and the things you need to be aware of to really change your life, to embrace a new philosophy, to embrace solutions rather than Band-Aids for your better health. So thank you again for making Total Wellness Radio a part of your day. We super appreciate you, and we look forward to having you back again for another episode of Total Wellness Radio. All right, here we are, Wednesday, a little bit, it's one-ish today, about 104, 108. Sorry, folks.
Sorry, we're a little late.
We got tied up with having eggs for lunch, eggs and some hamburger and so forth. So, but thank you for joining us. Thank you for tuning in. This is being simultaneously, one is a broadcast and the other is a recording.
Yep.
We're going to put this on Total Wellness Radio, the podcast. We'll capture the audio on this and make sure that it gets into the podcast section. And for those of you who aren't aware, we have a, if you go to iTunes or Google Play and type in Total Wellness Radio, you can find us there. We've just released, as of yesterday, our 183rd episode of Total Wellness Radio. And I think the topic was embarking on traditional care or finding and embracing traditional care. That was chapter 5. That we covered a few Wednesdays back, and we just released that from Craig and I talking about it. So remember the YouTube channel, Country Doctor Nutrition Show, Facebook Live here every Wednesday at 1 o'clock, or 1-ish today, I guess I should say. And he and I both have to be in exam rooms in the next 21 minutes, so we better get on to the topic.
The topic is Chapter 6, and it's time to change your life.
When we have people who have made the decision to come here, there are a few key areas of education that I encourage every practitioner to develop some form of system or procedure around what we're talking about today. This, for me,
about pre-educating your clients.
100%, man. Spending some time, when they call the front office and we put them into a class, we do our orientation class, Craig and I, Tammy, the first and third Tuesday of every month. So, hey, Debbie, thanks for joining us.
Hi, Debbie.
And so we've got that going every couple of weeks for new people to come in and hear about, you know, this is what we do, this is how we do it, does it make sense, is it a good match for you, do you see yourself taking responsibility for some things that are within your control? The number one thing is becoming thoughtful about diet.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we see that time and time again, but it's about a 30-minute class, and we share with people why we're doing
what we're doing.
Yeah, Country Doctor and how it got started. We are constantly looking for ways to make the transition of people's embracing traditional care. And when I say traditional care, one of the things that comes up is terminology, I think. Yep. We talk about in Chapter 6 a little bit about the terminology. We as natural health practitioners do not diagnose and treat disease.
Right.
We evaluate the current status of the body, find out why is it having performance issues, it cannot perform as designed, and then educate the person on what they can do in a natural, non-invasive way to correct it. Over time, that's what we do. It's very, very different than the modern approach to healthcare, which, by the way, only has 4 generations of history. I want a big kick on this right now. I'm sharing this a lot with everybody. We talked about it last night in the Nutrition 101 class, quite in depth, about the fact that modern medicine's only been around 4 generations, and a generation is 27.8 years, so a little over 109 years, where traditional care, the type of care that Craig and I and Tammy and Country Doctor Nutritional Center focuses on.
Herbals and food.
Herbals, foods, lifestyle, stress, right? Things that you can do naturally, non-invasively, to correct performance issues, has a 215 generation history in recorded of recorded
at minimum.
History. At minimum.
So now you go to the Far East; they've been doing it even longer than that.
Yeah, well, it's you know that's about 6,000 years.
Yeah,
215 generations, about 6,000 years.
Yeah,
so. You know, so it's fascinating to me when we put things into that terms from an educational standpoint about helping people understand that if they're going to improve their health, they have to identify and correct what they've been doing to erode their health,
right?
And we have to get on that right path.
And that usually is something that the body either needs
mm-hmm.
or that it doesn't want. You know, in what we're doing. I mean, we're eating foods that the body doesn't want us to eat, or there's environmental things that are interfering, stress in our lives.
Yep.
I mean, there's all these things that the body, it starts to break down the body.
Right.
And so what we try to do is educate you and guide you down a path mm-hmm. using supplementation until your diet takes over. And that's one of the things that our classes teach.
So the goal has always been to make sure that people understand why they're doing what they're doing, I think, as part of Chapter 6, is helping to formulate the right mindset
mm-hmm.
so that you, the consumer, you, the client, get the best overall results possible in the shortest period of time. Now, when I say short period of time, I've got a young man that I'm working with who's only been here... You started him, Joseph.
Mm-hmm.
I get to see him follow up on his week one and week two. He's going into week three. He's lost a total of 11 and a half pounds
mm-hmm.
Just by changing his diet. He feels better, energy better, sleeps better. He's doing what was recommended. So he's putting forth some effort,
mm-hmm.
and he's applying himself to get the results that we suggested he probably could get if he would follow these few simple disciplines, rules, lifestyle changes, whatever you want to call them, if he would implement those and do them consistently and seeing the kind of change. And his program is like two or three supplements maybe.
Yeah.
Very small.
Because everything is based on his diet.
Yep. Everything's based on everybody's diet. Everybody's diet.
Absolutely.
That's what we hammer on Food Logs. Hi, Christy. Hey, Mike. Thanks for joining us. That's why I hammer on... me doing Food Logs, right? If you ask me at any given time now, I can show you the last 2 months, easy, of Food Logs that's right in my pocket. I write down everything. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, beverages, and snacks, the coffee, the everything, right? The Tabasco sauce, measured out, any kind of dressings. It's all for me. I just feel strongly about doing that because I'm the one who typically is asking more and more people, look at your diet, look at your diet, look at your diet. And they get a little snarky sometimes because they lose sight of the relationship is, you're not there to judge how I'm taking care of me. You and I are collaborating on how you can take better care of you. Big difference, right?
That's what everything
is. Sometimes it gets a little confused and hazy. And they're, well, what do you eat? Well, now I can show you very easily. And in fact, I've lost weight and everything else. I haven't had a grain in 2 months. Haven't had a piece of bread. No oats, wheat, corn, barley, rice, no potatoes. Okay. It's not that big a deal. It's called a choice. Nothing tastes as good as healthy feels.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
That's a really good statement.
And that's so true. Nothing tastes as good as healthy feels. Better sleep patterns, better energy, better clarity, mental clarity. I mean, being able to do these podcasts and interviews and classes and
mm-hmm.
all the stuff that we do. I mean, I'm running at a very, very high pace. And in order to do that, I have to be able to position my body to perform. And the number one thing on performance is diet.
Okay.
Making sure the diet. Craig's got some other tidbits for you.
Okay. The next step that you're going to go through after you come to the class is you're going to have to fill out a bunch of paperwork.
Yeah, about 45 minutes worth.
Yeah. The reason we have people do paperwork is because we have to establish a case history.
Yep. Hi, Carolyn.
You know, we have to understand what is going on with you.
Yep.
And it can guide us down a path to where we can help to improve your health.
Yep.
You know, we don't, and the right after completing your paperwork, The next thing in this chapter is terminology. Mm-hmm. And once again, we do not cure or diagnose dis-ease. Because that's not what we're allowed to
do. Well, the medical profession has a lock on the word diagnosis, cure, treat.
Yeah, they've handcuffed us.
They've handcuffed themselves, yes. Okay? They want to own those things, and that's fine because the approach they're using will never materialize what they think they're doing, okay? Right. There's never been a society that's been an insurance-driven quality of care be successful in terms of their health. It's been expensive. It's paid a lot of money to hospitals and doctors, great big salaries, but the people suffer for it, okay? Yeah. And so what Craig and I are talking about here really is we evaluate your current stress patterns, diet, lifestyle, things of that nature, point you in a direction of where you need to be focused on to in order to improve performance. And really, when you take supplements and herbs, according to the FDA, all you're doing is a substance that can promote normal function. That's it. That's all it does is promote more normal function. But guess what? Pharmaceutical companies can't say that.
Nope.
Not one drug promotes normal function in the human body.
No, it masks symptoms. It a symptom.
Masks the symptoms and changes the chemistry.
Yep.
And that's all it does. And the whole time, the underlying cause of the heart problem, congestion, congestive heart failure, or allergies, or insomnia, headaches, weight gain, weight loss, unexpected, whatever the thing is.
Whatever brings you to us.
Anything that they do in a pharmaceutical realm will never restore normal function. Right. And the biggest place that I see people mix this up is with their thyroid medication. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm on Synthroid. How could my thyroid show stressed on your survey when I'm on Synthroid? Well, because you need to understand that your thyroid does not have a Synthroid deficiency, number one. And number two, there is nothing organic in Synthroid that promotes normal restore, rebuild, repair function of the thyroid. Never has been.
It's not designed to do that. It's supposed to take over for the thyroid.
Yep,
the
thyroid keeps
getting
weaker.
And so that starts causing things like atrophy.
Yep.
And then the thyroid stops working and they have to increase your dose and so on and so forth.
And then give you a different one and it's just a vicious merry-go-round.
Yep, a vicious cycle.
And the biggest thing I see them telling people on thyroid medication is, oh, get on this drug, dear, you'll lose weight.
Yeah.
I haven't seen anybody yet do that.
Not really. You know.
So it's just
they might
totally,
for a little while, and then it goes right back because they haven't changed their diet.
Yeah, it's totally a different approach. It's just a different approach. And a different approach takes a different mindset.
Yep.
And that's what this chapter really touches on. Show them the cover of the book so they know where we're getting this from. From the book we published 2 years ago now.
Yep.
It's all laid out in there. If you want a different approach to work for you, you have to develop a different mindset. A different philosophy, a different understanding, a different vocabulary, right?
And it doesn't happen overnight, folks. It's going to take anywhere from 3 months to 2 years to change those thought patterns and lifestyle patterns.
Yep. And to embrace that,
Right. I mean, I've been doing this for 12 years, something like that, and I still have some issues with some of the diet and lifestyle changes that have to be made. I work on them just like everybody else, but I'm not perfect.
Nope.
You know, and we don't expect perfection either. That's one of the things that scares people sometimes.
I think it does.
Oh, I got to do this because Doc won't, you know, he won't be happy with
it. Right. Well, I got to do it perfectly or I can't do it at all.
Well, that's not true. You know, you do it to the best of your ability and you gradually over time work these things into your life to where they become a form of a habit or a way of life.
It's a marathon, not a sprint.
Right.
It's consistency that trumps perfection. I did a class last night. There was 20 people here. We had a great time. Went through 15 different handouts, the 6-2-1-1, Eat Colors of the Rainbow, Food by Itself and Why, Top 6 Foods to Avoid and Why. All documented through Dr. Bernard Jensen, Chemistry of Man. In his lifetime, in his career, he saw over 400,000 people worldwide to help them with their health. One of the best, most acclaimed practitioners of our time, of our last 100 years. Wrote over 60 books. If you type in Bernard Jensen books on Google, you're going to get the phone book. I mean, yeah. How to correct rheumatoid arthritis in 8 weeks with diet. Yeah. He, in his time, it was all food. All food. People don't understand that the science and research behind nutrition has all been done since the 20s. Yeah. There hasn't been a real study done since then because all the science is already done. Yeah. It's already in. You go to the International Foundation for Nutrition and Health, type in ifnh.org, and it's a plethora of medical doctors and clinical nutritionists, naturopaths, and CNCs, and herbalists, and all those people who have come together in the last 100 years and shown that the right diet and lifestyle stress reduction over time, you'll get over any illness that you can acquire. Any illness that you can acquire can be corrected this way. Science has already proven it. History has already witnessed it. The problem
and documented is, a lot of it.
And documented it. You go to that site and you're going to find it. So what we're talking about to some people sounds new only because they haven't been exposed to it yet. But the reality of it is it's been around for a long, long time.
See, everything we do is to put harmony in your life as far as how your body is functioning.
Yep.
If it's functioning harmoniously from gut to brain, many of the problems of the brain go away. You know, and vice versa. You know, and any time you're having problems, it usually always relates back to the gut.
You are what you eat, said the wise old man. And Lord, if that's true, most people are garbage cans.
Yep. And it's not so much what you are what you eat as you are what your body can digest and utilize.
100%.
That is a big one.
That's even more true, for sure.
You have to be able to digest it and utilize it.
Yeah.
And that's one of the biggest problems that we find in most of the people that we see start off with some kind of gut issues.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know the exact percentages, but it's pretty high.
Every single person I've seen in 20 years.
Yeah.
Right here needs to be improved. That's the health.
You need
right
to
there.
Improve the enzymes that are in there and some of the bacteria and the hydrochloric acid.
Back off the carbs, improve the fats and protein, right? There's only three fuels the body can run on.
Yep.
Carbohydrates, fats, proteins.
Mm-hmm.
The combination makes up your total caloric intake.
Yep.
And the quality of a calorie is its energy output in your body. And are you feeding yourself really high nutritious calories, measurements of energy? Or are you feeding yourself garbage trying to perform at a high level? Most people that come here...
That's the difference between sugar rushes and energy that lasts for a very short period of time.
Or eating protein.
And when you're...
Like you and I had protein. Right. We had primarily a protein meal and some fats for lunch today. No carbs.
And that's because you don't need the carbs for long-lasting energy.
Yep.
If you'll eat good quality vegetables and meats and fruits,
Fats,
you don't need...
There is some carbs and fat and fruit, but...
Yeah, there's some, but it's a natural sugars that are in the fruits that...
Not the processed muffins and bagels and cookies, candies, cakes, colas, all that stuff.
That give you that quick, that Snicker bar energy.
Yeah, woo-hoo. Right, yeah.
Not really.
I love the commercial because it's so true. Yeah. Like they're hangry.
Yeah.
And so they give them a Snickers and they change just like that. That's actually pretty true.
It does happen.
When they have a bite of that, they change just like that, but it only lasts for 20 minutes and they crash again.
Yeah. And then they're just as hangry.
Yeah. Hey, Wanda, thanks for joining us. We got to wrap it up, boss.
Okay. There's one more thing that I want to say.
He wants to mention from the book.
6211, food plan.
Thank you.
You have to learn and bring yourself towards living and eating that way. And 6211 is?
Six vegetables, two fruits, one starch, one protein. Prefer to separate the starch and protein, meat protein. And the fruit, think of your driving 10 and 2 when you drove your car, learn how to drive your plate.
That's probably the best time.
Mid-morning, mid-afternoon, have a whole fruit, not fruit juice. Most fruit juices are, might as well drink a soda pop. They're this, that nasty.
There's so much sugar in them.
Yeah.
Added sugar.
Yep.
As far as protein goes, you want to have meat once a day, about the size of your palm. And I usually say about the thickness of your hand.
Yeah, deck of playing cards.
Which is about the thickness of a deck of playing cards.
Yep.
You know, so it's pretty easy to eat this way, especially if you're doing food logs.
Yeah.
You know, I even eat this way most all the time.
There's a guy, we're going to finish up with this because we got to get into an exam room, but there's a guy who was telling some professional athletes, and he was giving them a lecture on their diets, and he said, you need to remember that there's a purpose to eating, and it's not pleasure.
And that's one of the hardest things for people.
It's one of the hardest things, because here's the thing. We live in a country where thoughtfulness to your diet is not emphasized. We live in a country where the food manufacturers don't influence your choices. They control them.
Yeah.
If you don't think you're being controlled and manipulated at the
Frosted
highest level.
Frosted Flakes are great. They have 9 essential vitamins and minerals.
Enriched flour.
Enriched flour.
It's enriched with garbage. So, anyways.
Fortified milk.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, fortified. Fortified pus in a jug.
Yeah, fortified and enriched. If it's saying that, chances are that means that man has destroyed everything that
natural is about
natural
it.
And healthy about it, and then replaced it with a bunch of man-made stuff.
Yep, synthetics. Yep.
So,
next week we're gonna dive off of here. Next week, July 3rd, Wednesday, just before our National Independence Celebration. Happy early 4th of July to everybody. Celebrate your National Independence. We are going to discuss healthy skin.
Oh,
that'll be our topic. Healthy skin, things you can do to really improve the quality of your skin, the largest organ in the human body. And it needs cared for in certain ways as well. So we're going to make sure to make that our discussion. Be sure and tune into iTunes or Google Play on the podcast. We did just post again. We've posted 2 more this week. We're hitting almost 30. We're right at 32,000 plays now for our podcast endeavor, educating people for fun and for free. Every first and third Tuesday is the clinic orientation class here, 6:45 p.m. The Nutrition 101, the basics, are covered every last Tuesday. It's either fourth or last Tuesday. Call the clinic and get that down, but it's usually the last Tuesday of the month that we have our class here on the basics. If you haven't been through that class in a year, you're missing out on a bunch of new stuff. So if it's been a year since you've been through, come through, and you do not have to be an existing client. You can come through at any time to get that education. So expose yourself. I heard of something.
And tell your friends.
Yeah, and bring family. Bring the skeptics. I don't care. Put me on the spot with them. Don't be like, you got to be put on the spot. Lee, bring your family. We'd love to have you come down for it, man. If you haven't been to it in a while, you're missing out. It's a good time. Here's what I heard something recently. I'm going to finish with this. Unless Craig has anything else. You got anything else?
No, not yet.
Well, no. You got anything else?
No.
Because when I'm done, we're done. I heard something that really, and this is really so true. We've all heard the story, the saying, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here's what I've also experienced in 20 years in my career. You can lead a person to knowledge and wisdom, but you can't make them think.
Mm-hmm. It's kind
of
like
our job is to expose you to what we know to be true, to the best of our ability, on the widest range of cases that we deal with, whether it's headaches or hangnails, right? Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter the thing. And our job is to give you that education and be able to tap into that for fun and for free. The majority of the things that we do, we now are in a position to give away.
Mm-hmm.
We're very blessed to be able to do this and share this with you this way, but you got to do your part. You know, the only time success comes before work is in the dictionary. You got to put forth some effort, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. Thanks, all everybody, for tuning in. If you guys have any comments or questions, be sure and leave them in the post, and have a wonderful rest of your Wednesday.
Have a wonderful and blessed week, folks.
Hi, everyone. This is Mark from the Mark the Shark MMA Show, and you are listening to the Total Wellness Radio Podcast.
That's going to do it for this episode of Total Wellness Radio. Thanks, as always, for tuning in and making us a part of your day. If you haven't heard the news, the Ultimate Healing System, 18 proven steps to achieve optimum health, has been re-released in a new format. A little bit smaller, easier to read, and it's available at our Country Doctor Nutritional Center website. Please check us out, and we look forward to having you join us again on a future episode of Total Wellness Radio.